This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently there's a little bit of a kerfuffle, yet another one, regarding Obamacare, because the government is now handing out waivers. Oh, Obamacare will harm you, will give you a waiver. And apparently a significant number of those waivers have gone into Nancy Pelosi's district in California, which seems to imply a certain amount of political favoritism. And like I said, this chipping away at Obamacare, Obama's quite unconstitutional without Congress, alteration of the law, and now they're passing a new bill to protect the volunteer fire departments, and now they're handing out waivers. This is the beginning of the end. Because Americans are already angry enough at this Obamacare forcing them to buy more expensive health insurance that provides less benefits, and now to find out that it plays favorites, that it's not applied universally to everybody in the country, that will be the end of this. Speaking of California, apparently Attorney General Kamala Harris has suffered a defeat at the hands of the court over a challenge to California's new gun laws mounted by the CalGuns Foundation. And the judge basically ruled that the state's firearms waiting period laws will not meet constitutional muster. That Second Amendment is the law of the land. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that means all arms. Knives, axes, swords. Now, the United States Supreme Court attempted to limit the arms being carried by the public in a case, United States versus Miller. And it had to do with a sawed-off shotgun, which is declared illegal pretty much everywhere in the United States. And Miller went to the Supreme Court saying that the Second Amendment allows him to have sawed-off shotguns, and the Supreme Court said the Second Amendment, because it talks about the militias and the security of a free state, specifically reserves to the American people the weapons then being carried by the uniformed military. And because the uniformed military at that time was not using sawed-off shotguns, Miller was in trouble for having a sawed-off shotgun. But at the same time, the Supreme Court basically said, if the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force are carrying it, you're allowed the exact same gun, high-capacity magazine, and all. So, let's see. They're making a big stink about this supposed satanic monument that is going to be erected next to the Ten Commandments at the Oklahoma State Capitol. And I think this monument is being erected. Let me stop here right now. We're a little off of our schedule here. I want to basically put in the plug for our end-of-the-year RBN fundraiser, and we have a clip here from Gerald Celente.
Hi, G. Edward Griffin speaking.
I'm sorry,
G. I'm author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I want to add my voice to the many others who feel that the Republic Broadcast Network is a really essential part of the battle for liberty. because before we can restore liberty to this country, we've got to have an awareness on the part of the American people, and that awareness is not coming through from the mainstream media. So we need Republic broadcasting every day in our lives. The best way to help, you know, a lot of people want to be activists, but they're too busy with their lives. They got a family to raise, a job to perform, and they can't get out there and do what they want to do. But if you're looking for something where you can really make a difference and it doesn't take a lot of time, I hope you'll consider just making a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network. It's easy to do, and you'll be glad you did. They take donations over the phone and on the Internet. So if you want to participate in this, and I hope you do, go to republicbroadcasting.org and make your donation. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, and again, this is our end-of-the-year fundraiser, and if you will send in or pledge $100 or more, you will get a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt, a Republic Broadcasting coffee mug, bragging rights. And the number to call in for your pledge is 800-724-2719, or you can go to the top of Republic Broadcasting, hit that little donate button. All the other information you need is in there, including the postal address to send something anonymously. And we understand in this day and age of NSA spying, a lot of people are very concerned. They want to support us, but they're afraid because they think the Gestapo is watching them. And it isn't really, but that's certainly the illusion they're putting out there. Now, getting back to this supposed satanic monument that is to be erected right next to the Ten Commandments at the Oklahoma State Capitol. And I don't think we should be too hasty rejecting the idea. As Mark Twain commented about Satan, anybody who for thousands of years has remained spiritual head of four-fifths of the human race and political head of the whole of it must have executive ability, and maybe it's time to give him a fair hearing. But on a more serious note, they're trying to make a point that another part of the First Amendment is that the government shows no respect to any one institution of religion over another. And if you're going to put the Ten Commandments on public property, you open the door for religious symbols of other religions, whether it's a menorah or a moon or a flying spaghetti monster or a magic pink unicorn. And I absolutely support the idea that religion has no place in civil authority. Plus, of course, you're going to get into fistfights over just which version of the Ten Commandments are going to be on display, because the version that's in the Torah and the version that's in the Protestant Bible and the version that's in the Catholic Bible don't line up. For one thing, in the Protestant version, they have the commandment, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images." So the Catholics are really big on graven images. They threw that commandment out and they put in, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain," which I'm not even sure what that means. And so you can't put up one version of the Ten Commandments without offending other segments of Christians. It's best not to get involved. It really is. Now, Time magazine has come out with their Person of the Year, and it is Pope Francis. And I and a lot of other people are upset that Edward Snowden didn't get the nod, because Edward Snowden has effected a major change in the world. He has shown the world the true nature of the United States government. It's history-making. I think Time was playing it safe politically. And like Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize before he was barely in office, the new pope is a new pope, and he hasn't actually done much. Now, Pope Francis has said some things I like, such as money should be the servant of the people and not its master. I certainly agree with that. And then, of course, the pope said even atheists can get into heaven through good works. And then the pope has said some things I do not agree with, such as changing his mind on that last one and saying nobody gets into heaven without paying a toll into the collection plate. Not that it really matters, because I'm not going to heaven or heck or anything else. When I die, I'm leaving my body to medical science, because medical students can always use a good laugh. But the issue of priestly sexual abuse remains unresolved, as does the shady financial dealings of the Vatican's many and varied financial institutions. And I think Edward Snowden definitely deserved Person of the Year ahead of the Pope, just on the basis of what he actually accomplished, because the defining issue for Person of the Year is that person who has changed the world the most dramatically in the last year, for good or for bad. And the Pope hasn't really changed much of anything, but Edward Snowden certainly has. Meanwhile, the Pope came out with another interesting comment where he is saying ideological Christians have an illness. And it caused a bit of a stir, saying when he came out and said ideological extremism in Christians is dangerous to the entire world. And he's absolutely right. Religious fanaticism of any religion is a danger. Look at all the Inquisitions and the Holy Crusades and all that other stuff. And he's absolutely right, and I do have to agree with him on this. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And for those of you, and I've gotten a lot of email about it, the holiday music bumpers are all, with one exception, they're all composed by my wife, and most of them are available on iTunes. Just search for the title Christmas Without Borders, and you can download and have the entire album. We're going to go to the phones here. We've got George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
You know, tell your wife, Claire, that her music is better than Mannheim Steamroller.
I will tell her that. She won't believe you, but I'll tell her anyway.
But anyway, you know, I'm talking about incompetent globalists. When they had that fake sign language person at the Nelson Mandela funeral, it just shows that globalists are getting sloppy. They can't even, they can't even get propaganda to the death.
You know, it almost reminds me of that funny routine that Jeff Dunham does with Peanut about the time that there was a group of deaf people in his audience with a signer, and he goes on about, and it's hilariously funny, and then he ends the act by saying that the sad thing is this is all true. Yeah, and apparently deaf signing organizations around the world were watching this guy and saying, this is nonsense, he's just making the signs up. It doesn't conform to any of the international standards for sign language. It certainly wasn't Amislan and or any of the others. So somebody goofed, somebody made some money off this thing. But like the early caller said, you're thinking this one deaf signer knows all 50 languages of the world? Or maybe they were feeding him a teleprompter from a translator, and maybe the translator was messing up.
Well, it could be, but the thing is, I kind of noticed, like I say, they're getting sloppy. I mean, for each country, I should have just had, there was simulcast, they should have just had their own sign language person for that broadcast, and just having one on the stage.
That would have been the prudent thing to do, or to simply allow the deaf signing to be done in the countries where the broadcasts are being carried out, because most TV stations do have a deaf signer on retainer or on call for these kind of situations. It was a huge embarrassment. But of course, the corporate media is making a big deal about how Obama shook Raul Castro's hand, and what a huge amount of nothing. I think we need more handshaking among world leaders, not less at this stage of the game. George, thanks an awful lot. I'm going to let you go here. We're getting down to the bottom of our last hour, and I got a few more stories to cover here. We have been talking for quite a while about the corruption of the scientific process by vested financial and political interests, whether it's the carbon tax people trying to skew the human-caused global warming issue, whether it's NASA sort of arbitrarily deciding that Viking did not, in fact, find indigenous life on Mars, and we see it going on and on, certainly with articles that come out that extol the virtues of new medications, and then we find out the authors of those articles own stock in the company or were otherwise compensated. And Randy Scheckman, who is a Nobel Prize-winning U.S. biologist, is saying that the top scientific journals are distorting the scientific process and encouraging researchers to cut corners because they're thinking, got to build readership, curry favor with funding agencies. And Randy is saying the top scientific journals represent a tyranny because they create an artificial pressure on young scientists who feel they have to be published by one of these three main journals, Nature, Cell, and Science. And it says these journals are encouraging researchers to pursue the fashionable, trendy science and topics that will attract attention and fundraising, which is what we've been saying all along. This is what skewed the whole global warming debate. If a scientist says, I've discovered this interesting phenomenon and probably doesn't really mean anything, no media attention, no funding. But if that same scientist says, I've uncovered this interesting phenomenon and it's potentially the end of the world, and Discovery Channel will be there to make documentaries and funding will flow on in. And this desire and need for recognition and acclaim and funding is distorting the results of the scientific work. Now, over at the New England Journal of Medicine, their editor is saying, quote, it's no longer possible to believe much of clinical research published. In other words, the money junkies have so corrupted the process of medical research that even the editors of the top journals are saying you really can't trust it because so much of it is bought and paid for. Like I was saying earlier, somebody will write an article extolling the virtues of this brand new medication And then you find out the author was funded by the company selling that medication. Yeah, it's the golden rule of science. Whoever has the gold gets to make the rules. Harvard Medical School's Dr. Marcia Angel wrote a book, The Truth About the Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us and What to Do About It. And it basically says the established scientific orthodoxy is untrustworthy, which we already know looking at all those new commercials that we see all over TV about the latest drug to make your teeth whiter or your dick harder or whatever. And then there's that hot, fast voice at the end that says if you use this medication, your heart could stop, your head could fall off, your ears could grow twice their size, and it's not our fault because we're warning you. They're basically admitting they're putting out very dangerous chemicals. They just want to, you know, rush you into buying them because it's the latest trendy fashionable thing. And then, of course, 6 months later, you will have the ambulance chaser law firms all over TV with their ads. Were you harmed by taking X? You may be entitled to financial compensation. And the model seems to be we're going to sell this medication to the entire population. And, yeah, it's going to kill and cripple maybe 5%. But we've made so much money we can pay off those 5% of people who got harmed, and we're still in profits. That's the new model. They've lost sight of the Hippocratic principle, first of all, do no harm. Now it's do affordable harm to maximize your profitability. Still getting more concerns over fracking, apparently in Louisiana, near some gas drilling sites. They're starting to have a problem with their tap water being flammable. It's filled with methane bubbles, and they can literally hold a lighter to their tap, and water's coming out, and flames are going up. And this fracking is like genetic engineering. It's a one-way process. Once the stuff is out there, there's no way of getting it back. No way of getting it back at all. Meanwhile, up in New York, Michael Bloomberg's farewell shot as mayor of New York City is to try and ramrod through mandating flu shots, forcible flu shots for children. Now, we know those flu shots are very often ineffective. They're always guessing what's the flu that's going to be floating around. Very often the flu shots will cause more flu than they cure. And, of course, this oversaturation of children with these vaccines actually weakens the immune system because the immune system never gets to fight an actual real disease. And so now there is a last-ditch effort, a protest, public outcry trying to block this, leaving it up to the parent to decide what is best for the children. And, of course, the government's attitude is, we, the government, know what's best for your children even ahead of you. You're just livestock. How dare the cattle stand up and tell the rancher what should be done? Seems to be the attitude coming out of government. Now, yesterday we were talking briefly with Michelle Rosen about the Tylenol scandal. And I mentioned during the show that it has now come out Tylenol all by itself, even without tampering, is far more dangerous than the advertising would lead you to believe. It can, if you're taking it chronically, cause liver damage and death. There have been 80,000 emergency room visits due to acetaminophen poisoning. We'll be right back.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Anyway, getting back to the topic of whether or not parents should have control over the health of their children. There was a case that was building in Ohio where an Amish girl was diagnosed with cancer, and because of their religious beliefs, the parents said, we don't want to go through chemo. And chemo is very harmful. It's now come out that if you endure a course of chemotherapy and your cancer comes back, it will come back more aggressive than before. Cancer is a recent curse on humanity. If you go back and you look at the Egyptian mummies or the Iceman or any other ancient preserved bodies, you don't see these runaway tumors all over the place. It seems to be some kind of a product or aspect of the industrial age. And we know that exposure to petroleum products is harmful. Maybe it has been all along, and that's the big, deep, dark secret of the oil barons. The parents took the Amish girl and fled Ohio. Apparently, they were outside the country for a while and claimed that the girl's cancer is a lot better using alternative treatment ideas that are banned here in the United States of America. Apparently, the state of Ohio has decided to call it off. and say, we're not pursuing the case anymore, and the parents will make the health choices for the child. And I think that should be the case. Will some parents make mistakes? Yes, and it will be a tragedy. But if the government makes a treatment mistake for the entire population, that is a disaster. And we know this government makes choices not based on what is best for the population, but what is going to make a fast buck, tax revenues, or please some financial backer. So this at least had a happy ending. Now, we've talked a lot about aspartame. We talked a lot about the documentary Sweet Misery, and how aspartame is well documented to cause adverse health effects in people. Now, recently we saw the government of France basically turn a blind eye to research conducted by French scientists that showed GMO corn and glyphosate would lead to massive tumors in rats who were kept alive on that diet for their entire lifespans, not stop at 3 months the way Monsanto did, because starting in month four is when the medical problems began to surface. And just to show you that the European government is just as much enslaved to the financial corporate interests, the European Food Safety Authority has declared aspartame is absolutely 100% safe and poses no threat to health. They're declaring that all of these case studies showing that aspartame is linked to liver damage, it's all just, it's all conspiracy nonsense. You don't want to believe the conspiracy. You must believe and trust the corporations and the government, because that's what makes fascism strong here. Talking about all these mind-altering drugs. Apparently, right now, according to CNSNnews.com, 20% of 11-year-old boys have been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and put on medication for it. Now, as we reported earlier, the scientist who created the name attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, shortly before he passed away, he went public and said, it's a fictitious disease. It was made up to give the pharmaceutical companies a new market. There aren't enough sick people, real sick people, for the medical industrial complex to prosper, so they have to declare everything an illness and have a treatment ready to sell for it. The model is not to come up with medicine sick people need, but to find medication that everybody takes all the time, even if they're 100% healthy, as a way of maximizing profitability. And we know that a lot of these drugs in a certain susceptible segment of the population can trigger episodes of extreme psychotic behavior. Now, here's another one. As you're probably aware, owing to the shortage of really gifted surgeons, some companies have started producing these robotic surgery arms that can be in smaller hospitals, well away from the main medical centers. And for certain surgical procedures, the very qualified, talented surgeon in one city, looking through television lenses and holding the Waldos, can perform the surgery in this remote small town hospital that couldn't afford to actually pay his salary to keep him there. So far, so good. Apparently, there's a bug in the Da Vinci surgical system. It's a $1.5 million robotic surgery system, and apparently it is starting to seize up mid-operation. Those ambulance chasers are going to be all, were you operated on by the Da Vinci surgical system, you may be entitled to financial compensation. I think our technology has become decadent. We all love the whiz-bang factor, don't get me wrong. I love technology when it works. But we have brought our technology to the point where our economy and our society can't even support and maintain and keep in good repair the technology we've got now, let alone moving on to these next generations. It's not just you buy this robot and it sits there. It has to be maintained and kept in good working order. And we've got to have enough testing, especially for something used in critical medical procedures. We've got to know for a 100% certainty it's going to work. When we buy that product, we're not buying it because it comes with a warranty. We're buying it and spending that kind of money because we want a product that doesn't need a warranty. And unfortunately, in the U.S. economy over the last several decades, people have been lulled into accepting a warranty in place of product reliability. You buy this, oh, it dies in the first week. No problem, you've got a warranty. All right, troop on down, get another one. Use that for a couple of months, it dies, troop on down, get a replacement. Because it's cheaper to put this badly manufactured crap on the market and just do replacements than it is to make sure it is a quality, reliable product. And unfortunately, this same attitude has infected the military procurement process. And our soldiers, sailors, and airmen are potentially going to be sent into battle with weapons that will probably fail. Big scandal over the early M16s in Vietnam. Now, those were deliberately set up to fail. They were given the wrong ammunition by officers who were heavily invested in the M14, which was a competing product. And it was okay that kids got killed in Vietnam because we've got to make the point that we've got to go with the M14. And then Congress intervened and said, clearly the M16 is a superior weapon as long as it's got the right ammunition. And that's why it became a standard around the world. And so we're looking at a situation of sending our kids into combat in all these foreign countries, Central African Republic, Iran, Russia, China, with weapons that may fail on a pretty much regular basis, and no problem, the manufacturer will give you a new weapon. Sorry you can't get your kid back, just the same you can't get your data back when the computer stuff fails. That's not important. We honored the warranty. Now, speaking of computers and data, apparently JP Morgan is now warning 465,000 of their customers that data was exposed after a cyber attack last July. Now, my question is, where was the NSA? Supposedly, they have, been monitoring the entire computer network all this time. They're into World of Warcraft and tracking your porn habits. Why aren't they able to find the hackers and cyber criminals breaking into all these systems? It's a reminder. The NSA actually can't deal with real criminals and terrorists. They're all about watching you and convincing you to stay silent. Don't type text messages and emails to each other about how bad the government is doing because we will be watching. Fine, you're watching. You don't know what my opinion of the government is by now. You really are clueless here. 2 million Facebook, Google, and YouTube passwords stolen. That was another one. All right, let's see. We're coming up on a commercial break. I've got a caller I'm going to take into the last break here. Teenager 16 was suicidal after hackers broke into her Facebook account to abuse her friends and had hundreds of male strangers. You got to be taking that just a little too seriously. And you know why you're getting all these headlines? Please buy more computer security products. Every time there's another headline out there about huge hack into this and that and all the and Facebook and stuff, it's a covert commercial to sell you more computer security products. That's why they're not actually going after the computer criminals. They catch a computer criminal and crucify him live on national television. That'll make the problem go away. But then so does the market for computer security products. So the computer criminals are allowed to run rampant across the internet because that stimulates the economy by forcing you to buy computer security you otherwise might not have. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with Dan in Oregon after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more.
Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, thank you for accepting the call. Really, it's just kind of additional information dealing with attention deficit disorder. It was prior before that, it was called minimum brain dysfunction. And they
actually
had to come
before
up...
that, it was called teachers boring the crap out of the bright students.
True. But the thing is that the school psychologists had to come up with something, and since they didn't know what to call it, assuming that they had to have something to call it in order to treat it, they came up with minimum brain dysfunction, and thus it led to attention deficit disorder. But also there's a flip side to that, in that if a kid receives that label, the education department, school system, gets extra funding for putting that label on the kid, even though
so they're going to wreck the kid's future life, you know, for the sake of a fast buck. There's a workable system.
Yeah, that's true, Mike. But, you know, the thing is it was, it's big money. It's big money for school systems to do that. And that's all I wanted to say, and you can take it from there. But, you know, you're talking about pharmaceutical companies. Ritalin was around before they, you know, it was on the shelf. They took it off, brushed it off, and then changed the name, the label. And then, you know, Department of Education came in there and just scoffed it up because they got money, too. So it's not only the pharmaceutical companies, Department of Education, or the school systems that can benefit from it. That's it, Mike.
Well, I mean, here's my situation. Children, when they're in school, they're dealing with a lot of insecurities, anxieties. They're just starting to form their personalities. And here you have a school system is going to tell them that they are somehow damaged goods. Oh, you've got ADHD. You need medication. How's that going to affect the kid growing up into adulthood? They're going to damage that kid. They're going to damage his self-esteem, and they're willing to do that for a fast buck? We need some major changes to our educational system. Okay, Dan, thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. A couple of fast stories before we hit the top of the show. First of all, if you're an Android user, there was a flashlight app, a free flashlight app. And you should be very careful about things that are being given out for free on your smartphones. But this one was called the Brightest Flashlight Free App for Android. It's been downloaded 50 million times. And according to a complaint by the Federal Trade Commission, this flashlight app was sharing your location data with the authors of the app and presumably whoever they were selling that information to. So it's like, privacy? We don't need no stinking. You don't need privacy. Look how much more efficiently we will deliver products and stuff to you if we know everywhere that you go. Oh, man. I'm going to go back to a couple of Dixie cups and a waxed string, I think, here, because most of my phone calls are just to my wife anyway, and we'll just lean back and say, hi, Claire, can you hear me? And the rest of it. I'd actually like to find a cell phone that is just a cell phone. No GPS, no smart, no nothing. You know, unfortunately, it's mandated to have the GPS stuff. Let's see, going on here. Interesting story dealing with alcoholism. And you sort of want to laugh, and you realize it was done for a good reason, but it was still very, very cruel. This is over in Great Britain. Apparently, there was this gentleman who tended to drink to unconsciousness, and as part of the intervention, his friends mocked up a hospital room and a team of actors to convince this guy when he woke up from his alcohol stupor that he'd been in a coma for 10 years. And it's a creative way of dealing with it. We don't know if it actually worked or not, or whether he just hauled off and hit anybody, but it was an interesting story, a very creative way of dealing with the issue. Now, a couple of other stories. As you're probably aware, Uruguay just legalized marijuana. Just across the board. It's legal. Have fun. Stay calm. Leave us alone. The United Nations has now come in saying that Uruguay's legalization violates international law. So now we're setting the stage for a contest between the United Nations, which was originally an arbiter between the various nations, now asserting itself as the dominant setter of laws for what used to be sovereign nations. They're starting to feel that global government adrenaline rush again. All righty. Still more word coming out of Washington, D.C. about this new budget deal to avoid a government shutdown. They're arguing back and forth about it. Does nothing about the mushrooming government debt. Does not appear to be dealing with anything having to do with reestablishing a debt ceiling past which the government can go. But by golly, they're going to show they mean business by slashing benefits to military veterans and the unemployed. The poor are always made to pay for all. It's a quote from Umberto Eco in his book, The Name of the Rose, which was the source of a fabulous movie starring Sean Connery. But the book is really, really much better. And you should make a point of, we'll get Wally Amos down here. Read Name of the Rose to your children. Probably not a good idea. But it is a fabulous, fabulous book. United Nations has come out slamming Israel's demolition of West Bank properties. And Israel, as usually, is completely ignoring them. And Royal Bank of Scotland will pay 72 million euros in a U.S. sanctions probe. And once again, the penalty being paid is a tiny fraction of the amount they made from their financial skullduggery. It's a cost of doing business. We're going to do something fraudulent and criminal. Okay, what are we going to pay for it? I don't know, $10 billion fine. Ha, peanuts. Easily covered. Apparently, 1% of the world's bitcoins have been stolen in an electronic heist. Apparently, most of the world's bitcoins are in the hands of just 900 people. And we know JP Morgan is buying in. When you have a currency, a monetary unit, that exists in such short supply that it can be hoarded and manipulated and monopolized, it is not a currency that serves the public. This is why we talk about the lectro or something similar as a currency, where the volume of currency grows with the population to make sure there's an ample supply of currency to support all commerce at all levels of the economy. Now, apparently there's a growing business in fake government websites. It's in Britain, also here in the United States of America, where for people who are really having a hard time dealing with the official government websites, there'll be a front end that tries to make it simpler. But people are signing on to these websites thinking they're dealing with the government, and they aren't. And very often they are sharing personal, valuable information. So you need to be careful if you're dealing with the government. I know the copyright system at the Library of Congress, what a nightmare that is. It's almost as bad as Obamacare. And I'd love somebody to make a simpler front end. But if you're involving credit card information, personal medical information, you have to be careful that you're really dealing with the website of who you think you're dealing with and not a lot of these ersatz front ends that are making interaction with the government simpler, but at the same time they're in a position to be co-opting your private information. Latest research is showing, and this is a study being presented at the American Geophysical Fall Meeting, apparently the Yellowstone supervolcano has been determined to be 2.5 times larger than previously thought. The magma chamber is now estimated to be 55 miles long and containing 600 cubic kilometers of molten rock. If that thing pops, I don't think we're going to have to worry about Obamacare for much of any time, or pretty much anything else. Let's see. Palestine is considering seeking justice against Israel at the International Criminal Court. I think the fix may be in there. The U.S. has charged 49 Russian diplomats with a Medicaid fraud worth $1.5 million. Now, diplomats often play fast and loose with the laws of the country where they are because of diplomatic immunity. So Russia is already saying, we don't care if they were doing something wrong. This is a violation of diplomatic immunity. And I think this is the U.S. basically trying to provoke Russia to escalate tensions leading to an eventual war. The Cold War is back. Yeehaw, the Russians are the enemies again. We got to tax the people to build more bombs, more missiles, and more so forth. There's the music. Time to get out of here. I got another radio interview I got to get on to. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mouth won't even work right now. And please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button, 800-724-2719. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Financial.